the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-469-7591. That's 1-800-469-7591.
Call today.
The major thrust of the Black Lives Matter argument that black men are being targeted by white police officers apparently has no factual basis. That's coming from the FBI. Here's Chris Barnes.
FBI Director James Comey saying numbers do not support claims that there's an epidemic of police officers shooting black men. Though Comey did press a gathering of police chiefs on Sunday to do a better job of reporting statistics on shootings involving cops, Comey saying more complete numbers would help people understand whether there is an epidemic or whether viral videos on social media give the impression there are more deadly encounters between police and people of color than there really are. Currently, there is no national collection of police shooting reports, but that's expected to change next year. I'm Chris Barnes.
A man who fired a gun at George Zimmerman last year going to prison for nearly two decades for attempted murder. Matthew Apperson fired at the man who gained notoriety after he shot and killed Trayvon Martin in 2012. He claimed it was in self-defense. The jury rejected it. USA Radio News.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today. The daily links at USSportsPages.com.
Safe to say that Donald Trump won't be watching Saturday Night Live again anytime soon. Here's correspondent Chris Barnes.
I do like how generous he is. Just last Friday, he handed me this election.
The real Donald Trump not laughing at the latest Saturday Night Live sketch about the second presidential debate featuring liberal actor Alec Baldwin as the GOP nominee.
Do you feel you're modeling appropriate and positive behavior for today's youth?
No, next.
The real Trump takes to Twitter, calls the skit a hit job, and suggests it's time to retire the unfunny show. I'm Chris Barnes.
A California man who claimed he was approached by a clown with a knife is actually in jail himself. Here's more on the story from Jason Campidonia.
Investigators say a man dressed as a clown and holding a knife was spotted early Sunday morning. A man claims the clown started walking towards him, so he fired his gun into the air as a warning shot. The clown ran off, and the man called police. Deputies with the L.A. County Sheriff's Department found a guy with a clown mask, but don't believe it's the same clown. Deputies decided to search the homeowner's house, and they found drugs and firearms and took the man into custody. Jason Campidonia, Los Angeles.
Actor Luke Perry's on the cover of the latest AARP magazine, and as one Twitter user said, it makes people feel 90210 old. The former Beverly Hills 90210 star recently hit the big 50. He's now officially a member of AARP's target audience. Get more news online at usaradio.com. I'm Jason Wirt.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Good afternoon. The weather today, mostly cloudy with a high near 80. West winds 3 to 6 miles an hour. Tonight it'll be patchy fog after 5 a.m. and otherwise it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 59. Tuesday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise sunny with a high near 84. That's right, you heard right, 84. Calm winds becoming southwest, 5 to 7 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 60. Wednesday, patchy fog before 9 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 84 again. Calm winds becoming west around 6 miles an hour in the afternoon. And Wednesday night, it'll be a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, with a low around 58. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Thursday, there's a chance of showers, and Thursday night, a chance of showers. The showers Thursday will be before noon and partly sunny after that with a high near 76.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Hunterdon Medical Center's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I am Larry Cartwright, your host, and I am very privileged today to be sitting in a room with two lovely ladies. It's true. Nancy Miller, who's the coordinator for bone and joint health, and Stavetta Donnarumma. I got through that one. Who's an RN and practice manager at Mid Jersey Orthopedics. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
And it's a pleasure to have you here. And I ask this of everybody, the people on the radio show I do before this one and this one. And it's just a curious. I ask people how they got involved in this type of work because, I get all sorts of answers like, one person told me, well, something happened, yada, yada, when they were like 8 and they always wanted to be a nurse or whatever. Another fella told me, and it would probably be my story, had a wife, two kids, mortgage, taxes, car payments. I needed a job, and I've been doing it for the last 18 years, you know. Yeah. So, but it's, you know, I'm just interesting. So, Nancy, how did you get in this week?
Well, I've actually known I wanted to be a nurse since, I'm pretty sure it was third grade, when I read Clara Barton's autobiography, and I just always wanted to be a nurse. So I was kind of one of those lucky people that, it was always just known. And then it was, my husband happened to be, have jobs throughout our marriage that required us to move a lot, and it was a very good job to have because you can pretty much be a nurse anywhere. So it was something and I've always really liked being a nurse, so I guess that's kind of my story.
Yeah. Stavetta?
My story is slightly different. I am from a long line of nurses. My mother was a nurse. Her mother was a nurse. It was just expected
that
I was
going
to be a nurse.
You didn't have much choice then, right?
I didn't have a lot of choice, and I was the only girl in a family of four with three brothers. So I became a nurse.
You always seemed very naturally, though, a nurse.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I can tell. I can tell that she's a natural born nurse, definitely.
I was raised
to be a nurse. Yeah. Like some people are raised to be princesses, you
That's
were raised
right.
to be a nurse.
That's
yeah,
true.
Something like that, right? Well, like I said, I throw that out because it's just interesting.
That's good, yeah.
You know, me, I graduated high school when I was 17 and joined the service. And, and after 5.5 years in the service, decided that was time to get out because I know they were going to send me back overseas, and I would just come back from overseas. So I, you know, and it was Vietnam, and that's where
sure.
I was. And I came back, and I said, no, I can't do this again.
But
I got lucky this time.
You're
you know?
Kind of a Renaissance fan, though, Larry, because you do a lot of things. Like you volunteer at the hospital, you do this, you have your things that you're interested in. You just got your fingers in everything.
Yeah, but I'm retired, okay?
Right, but you're
so
not.
I don't feel – I know someone who retired about, well, I want to say 9 years ago, roughly. And all they do is sit in front of the television from the time they get up till the time they go to bed. I would be in 2 Central or in, or in Greystone because I would be totally off the wall.
Sure.
First of all, I couldn't see watching As the World Turns every day, but, you know, that's me. But, you know, I just couldn't do that.
Sure.
So I had to be I feel that if you're going to retire, do something that you enjoy doing and
right.
have fun at it.
There you go.
And I enjoy doing this. I enjoy volunteering at the hospital. You know, the pay is great, you know.
It is rewarding, right?
You know,
right.
Like I said, the pay is great, you know. But I also get to meet people and talk to people, and it's, you know, it's fine. I do presentations and stuff like that. We run classes, run support groups, that sort of thing. But, you know, when people ask me, why do you do it? I said, well, if I can help one person, it's worth doing it, you know.
You can say the same thing, couldn't you, Steve?
Right,
exactly.
And
it's
you're
nice
doing it from the other
of
side of the table. I'm
right.
doing it from this side of the table.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's you can help somebody. That's what it's all about, you know. And plus, it keeps me married for 52 years. So.
Well, there you go.
Because I'm not in the house all day.
It's
know?
True.
Of course, my wife's got a to-do list from here to St. Louis that I haven't even started on yet. I've been retired for 7 years. But so anyway, I said what your titles were.
Mm-hmm.
But what actually does that mean? You know, what do you do, Stavetta?
Well, every day at Mid-Jersey Orthopedics, I run the daily operations of the practice. Some days I sit in an office. Some days I'm at the front desk. Some days I'm in the clinic. Some days I'm in the operating room. It all depends on the day. So what's exciting about what I do is that every day is different. What we try to do is provide excellent patient care at every one of those stops along the way. And that's a challenge. So.
And I would imagine it is.
It is. And I got to know Stavetta, even though I'd known her before, but in my current job as the coordinator or liaison for orthopedics, Stavetta plays an important part of my life because I'm a hospital employee and I try to make sure the experience that people have in the hospital is good and outcomes are good. And I'm very dependent upon the surgeons and Stavetta and her staff to make sure that that end of it, the people before they come in and then after they're discharged, so that there's like a handoff between us. And it's made a big difference, I would say, in the last 5 years. If Stavetta needs something, I would drop what I was doing to make sure it got accomplished, because right. what she will reciprocate for me. So it's been kind of a unique relationship. I don't know that the hospital has that close of relationships with as many of the practices as we do. But I can walk into her office, and everybody there knows me, because we all work.
Everybody in the whole hospital knows you, Nancy. Well, I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's true, because I'm kind of big mouth. But over at
I didn't say that. You did.
Well, it goes without saying. But over at Mid-Jersey Orthopedics, you know, they have a welcoming staff, and you know, now that they've got the second office over in Somerset, and we're expanding where we want the patient population that we're trying to serve. You know, having that
in Somerset County, excuse me.
Yeah, well,
yes. Okay. Yes, in Somerset County, in Bridgewater.
Bridgewater, okay.
Yes.
They got a second office mm-hmm. opened. Which, when did it open?
When did that office open? July 11th. July 11th,
year.
We renovated what was Somerset Orthopedics building in Bridgewater, and 10,000 square feet, renovated it, opened it in July. It is a beautiful, brand new state of the art, I'd like to
state
say.
State of art. Yes, I think it's state of the art. Yes, I would agree. And then next door to that is the Hunterdon Medical Center
campus.
Has
mm-hmm.
a campus office over
yes.
there as well.
The urgent care?
No. Mm-mm. It's
physical therapy. Some of the doctors from here
have offices over
yes.
there.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And
there will be, I believe, not an urgent care, but an ambulatory center for surgery and radiology.
Okay. All right. With your orthopedics, okay, what are some of the activities that are stressful on your joints?
Well, there's a few activities that people, even with good knees, shouldn't do. One of those would be leg extensions. So everybody's been to the gym where you're sitting on a machine and your knees are bent and you're straightening them. That activity should never be done. It's very stressful on the knees. Another activity for the shoulders would be overhead presses. So a lot of people are at the gym pushing up a lot of weight over their heads. That can mm-hmm. be stressful on the shoulders. Running, squatting, lunging, all of those would be stressful activities for people whose joints are arthritic or painful.
Well, I had both my knees replaced. So the doctor told me after I got finished, he says, well, you won't have to worry about breaking them because Titanic don't break. Titanium doesn't break.
You there
know?
You go.
That's true.
So even with that item in my knees, I shouldn't do the pushing, straightening them out thing?
That's correct. The leg extensions?
Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
You shouldn't okay. do that even if you didn't even have any problems with your knee and you had your natural knee in place. Those are just hard exercises on your knees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I know I can't go on an elliptical because that's, you know, I ride a bike, and that's fine.
That's good for
you.
Know,
yeah.
A bike is
at
good.
At the gym, I ride the bike, and, you
low
know,
impact.
I do other things. You know,
swimming,
but, yeah.
best activity.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, I can't do the elliptical, you know. I'd like to try, but I couldn't, you know. I did it. I tried once. That's enough. Nope. Thank you very
mm-hmm.
much. You know.
Right.
But for some people, they do it, and, you know, you see them doing it, and it's like, whoa, really, you know. And it's just like walking. Doctor told me, he says, you walk level, on level ground. He says, you know, because if you're going up and down hills, where I live in the country is up and down hills. And,
right.
you know, my wife doesn't go to the gym. She walks around a block, which is 2 miles, you know.
Sure, sure.
So, you know, I did with her one time, and I was coming back. I was exhausted. I couldn't do it. You know, my legs hurt and knees hurt. And,
right.
You know. So then I asked the doctor, and he says, no, stay on level ground, you know. So.
Yeah, you kind of have to listen to your body on that kind of thing, definitely.
Mm.
And we have an organized joint replacement program. If a person ever got to the point where they needed their joints to replace, our surgeons are all really involved in our program, in that we have people engaging before they have surgery to come in and learn about what's going to happen when they're having the surgery, then how they can prepare themselves, how their home should be prepared so that when they return home that they're well-versed in all that. And I guess, well, I don't even know where I was going to go with that thought. But
I think people need to understand that that's a pretty serious operation, and you don't go have a knee replacement or a hip replacement because it hurts when you play tennis and you think if you get your knee replaced, it's going to stop hurting. That's not the reason.
Exactly.
You know, there's conservative ways that we can help treat pain, and maybe you'll have to stop playing tennis, but a knee replacement is not the answer. So every patient is different, and we need to have, that's why we all work together.
Mm-hmm.
So we can provide, that care and make sure that we're doing the right thing for the patient. But it's serious. It's not something that you just take without.
There's a lot of other things to try first.
Exactly.
Just off the wall, if somebody comes in and they're having trouble with their knees and mm-hmm. so on and so forth, and do you give them injections in their knees or?
The first thing that we do is
figure out what's wrong with it first. But, you know.
X-ray. If they have arthritis, or whether it's mild, moderate, we would more than likely start with a steroid injection and see if that helps. Some people go for years, every 3 months having a steroid injection. It provides them relief. They can do their activities and then no surgery is needed.
Yeah, I had that, and it worked for almost a year. And then it got to the point where I never got to my car without it hurting.
Right.
You know, I'd come out of the doctor's office, and I'd walk to the parking lot to the car, and I was, you know, in agony.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was like, and then they told me, well, your right leg is bone on bone, and your left leg is 98% bone on bone, and, you know.
Right.
So.
Right. Well, and like Dr. Glasner always says, joint replacement isn't life-saving surgery, but it is quality of life-saving surgery. You know, you don't want to have suffer like that. And when you're starting to make choices about your activities or, you know, vacations or
right.
simple
Oh, absolutely.
Things, you know.
And for, I wish I had it done, well, years before.
Right. So you hadn't suffered
but
so long.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't have had to suffer so long.
Sure.
Right. Exactly.
Sure.
You know. But now, you're saying many exercises can cause hip and knee pain. Are there safe? I can speak. Are there safe alternatives to that?
Sure. Anything low impact would be a safe alternative. So
What's low impact?
We talked about them already. Biking, swimming, okay. The elliptical. Those would all be ways because it's important to stay active and keep your weight down. All of that will help with your knee pain, your hip pain. So those are the low impact activities that I would recommend.
Okay. And I know for a fact, because I had to lose almost 100 pounds before they did my knees.
Really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was almost 370.
Well, congratulations, because you've kept it off, haven't you? Mm-hmm. I mean,
well, it goes up and down like a roller coaster,
you know.
Well, I don't know. This morning I was 256, so you know, it's better than it was.
Well,
put it
go.
That way, you know.
You
so, but at my age, who's looking? You know,
right.
But you know, it's just. Are there warning signs if someone, say, someone's job is physical, okay? They work for the county or whatever the case may be, and they have a physical job.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to do, I don't know, whatever, tennis or go to the gym or whatever the case may be. Is there warning signs that come up that when they come up they should consult someone?
Well, if it hurts, you shouldn't do it. That's the first thing. If you're doing something that causes you pain, then you should probably stop doing it. I'm not sure what your question is. You mean when should you go to the doctor? When does it
come about where you should consider consulting someone?
When you can't do your normal regular activities, you're having difficulty putting on your socks or your shoes, getting in and out of the car, walking a normal distance that you would usually walk, then it's time to call Mid-Jersey Orthopedics and see one of the
Is that Is that when they call for surgery, or is that for...
That's not when they would call for surgery. They would call for a consultation. We would see what's going on. It may not be arthritis. It may be a
strain,
an injury to the meniscus. We don't know. Mm-hmm. So we would have to do evaluation.
You know, and I know too, Stavetta, when people have had issues with their backs, and it's, which is, tends to put a person at a higher level of panic than almost any other part of your mm-hmm. body. If your back goes out, or, you know, and people will say, my gosh, we were doing this over the weekend, and I was flat on my back in the morning, I could not get up, and they don't know what to do with that. As opposed to, you know, should you run to the emergency room? I mean, how do people know when something with their back is an emergency?
Very difficult without seeing a physician to determine whether it's something more serious. Generally, if you're doing an activity out of the normal,
right,
and now you have back pain,
put two and two together.
Exactly. However, if it's not improving, and that's with anything, if it's not moving in a good direction, it's been a few days, I would recommend anybody see a physician.
That's pretty good advice. Yeah. I mean, you know, just a standard rule of thumb, right?
Now, this may sound like a dumb question, but when you're talking about pain, what happened if it's just an ache and it's not really pain? You know, it's like, oh, my back aches, you know, mm-hmm. Rather than, oh, my God, my back is killing me, you know.
I think most of those things go away with time. That's been my personal experience with people. Some, if it's just ache, like you've strained yourself, but you can still move, but it catches, sometimes that will go away. And I think, like Stavetta said, if it continues or it doesn't get any better, you probably should at least have somebody see it.
Okay, let's say for argument's sake that their general practitioner sends them to get x-rays on their back. And they find out that either a nerve or a muscle is surrounding a nerve, or a nerve is surrounding a muscle, or whatever the case may be that is causing this. And it's not excruciating pain. What is your suggestion? And I don't mean to put you on the spot. I'm just, you know.
She's not a doctor.
No, I know you're not a doctor. You're a nurse.
The family
doctor
saw them and said, the x-ray looks okay, but obviously there's something going on. So what we would do, if they called our office, the doctor would do an evaluation and send them for an MRI. An MRI is going to show us the soft tissue of the body, and then the doctor would be better served making a diagnosis, whether that be, you know, there's a disc issue, and then a treatment plan.
Mm-hmm.
Most back problems resolve with physical therapy, anti-inflammatory medications. Sometimes it requires an injection, and we do those injections sometimes in the office or at the surgery center under fluoroscopy. So backs are tough because sometimes they're not cut and dry, and
right,
we can't really rest our back because we all have to get up and walk around. So that would
okay,
be my suggestion.
No, I was just curious, you know. Now, are there warning signs? If someone, how can I say this, should consult you about potential surgery rather than, oh, you know, we're talking mainly about consulting because of some pain in the hip or
mm-hmm.
whatever, and, oh, okay, don't do this, but do this, and don't exercise this way, do it that way. But if someone has had this for a while,
mm-hmm.
and has been recommended by his or her general practitioner to go and either check out surgery, how does that go about, do you know?
Absolutely. Again, they would see one of the doctors. The
mm-hmm.
doctors would do the evaluation. As long as they felt that it was it required surgery, they would more than likely consider conservative treatment first, which would be injections, whether that be steroid, hyaluronic acid, which is Euflexa, Orthovisc, Synvisc, all of these names that you've probably heard before. And then after all of the conservative methods have failed and the quality of life was affected, patients usually come in and say, I'm done, I'm ready, I can't walk up the stairs anymore. I can't walk down the stairs. It's time to do the surgery. And then that's when we would plan it.
But the other things were treatments prior to surgery.
Exactly. Right? Physical therapy, injections, NSAIDs.
Ice.
Exactly.
All sorts of stuff.
Right. 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 Okay.
And actually, too, I was just thinking of something, too, because sometimes it's not always pain, but it could be like a numbness or whatever. And one of the things that I personally had an issue with was I was finding I would wake up at night and my hands would be asleep. And my fingers. And one of the surgeons, who I happen to have the luxury of having access to at work, said that it might be like a carpal tunnel, and mm-hmm. to use a wrist splint. And so splinting sometimes, so that I wasn't able to put this bend in my wrist, made a huge difference. And sometimes it's something just as very simple, and you think, oh boy, I'm going to have carpal tunnel surgery. And this splint at night has made the big difference for me.
The older we get, the more these things come up.
It's so true.
I've got arthritis in my thumb, okay?
Right.
In my thumb. come on, really? And sometimes it hurts
that's
like
more common than you think.
Like, no tomorrow. And, all the doctors that I've been through with surgery and what have you, they've all told me I've got a high tolerance of pain. Well, this is pushing it, because you use your thumb,
yes.
And I mean,
to open a jar,
exactly.
It's very true.
So when I'm driving, if I'm like on the highway or something, I've got a squeezing thing. I squeeze it,
Exercise.
It helps. Yeah,
there you go.
It helps.
An exercise too, right? Definitely.
It is an exercise, basically.
Right.
I mean, I would think
mm-hmm.
not
is.
Being professional,
is.
But I would think it is.
Yeah.
It's all about timing. That's what to figure out when you're going to have surgery. So it's a timing thing. You don't want to wait so long that you're old and your health is not great, and now you can't walk with this knee. So you have to have a happy medium, I guess, is the answer. You don't want to be too young. You don't want to be too young and have a hip replacement
or a
knee replacement, but you.
I would agree.
No, I understand perfectly because I went through a number of years suffering.
Right. You don't want to suffer.
Well, and years ago, the techniques have improved as far as joint replacement have improved so much that, it isn't as big of a concern that you make people wait longer than, but they're back in the, 80s maybe,
mm-hmm.
when they were concerned about how long the prosthesis would work or last,
mm-hmm.
and they didn't want to have to reoperate because if you were a person in your 60s,
right.
So we're really fortunate to be alive in this day and age, I think, with all the technology and whatnot that's available. So,
yeah, when I went on my 5-year renewal there, or whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah, checkup.
Yeah, the surgeon who did my knees said, geez, it looks as good as the day I put it in. He says, see me in 5 years. I said, okay. If I'm still around, I'll come back.
At least he's happy with his work, Larry.
Well, yeah, right. No, but he says it looked very good. And, hey, So
good.
Anyway, if it is surgery required, what is the process for that? Someone comes in and they're complaining, hip, back, knees, whatever. And they go through all the other procedures,
mm-hmm.
Shots or whatever the case, antibiotics and what have you, and decide now that they can't go on,
mm-hmm.
Without doing something better. So what happens then?
There's a process in place in the office, and that process alerts Nancy Miller to the fact that we have a patient who needs a total joint. The Hunterdon Medical Center has put together an excellent program. Nancy is the leader of that program, and our patients become informed. They're educated. They know what's going to happen before, what's going to happen after. And I think they've done a great job. Nancy's done a great job, and our patients are receive excellent care, excellent information, and it's well-rounded. So they know what's going to happen before, during, and after, and then they come back, and it's a whole process.
Right.
How it starts.
Once the girls have advised me, girls meaning our schedulers, the schedulers at Mid-Jersey Orthopedics, they also schedule them and have a seamless situation where they have them set up for anything that they need for consultation. Because, like, joint replacement's big surgery. So you may have to see your primary care physician, but you also might need to see a cardiologist mm-hmm. or some of the other specialists to assure that right. you are – because we don't do surgery on people unless they're optimally healthy. You don't want to do – because as I said, we don't do it emergently. We're doing it electively. Insurance right. companies right. consider joint replacement elective surgery. So you want to make sure that a person – like, let's say, for instance, a person that was going to have their joint replaced, they get a bad tooth and they need a root canal. That's an infection of sorts, right? So you don't do joint replacement when a person has an infection going on anywhere else in their body.
Sure.
So you treat that first, make sure they're okay, and then you move on to the joint replacement. So there is a process, but we've got a pretty good system worked out, you mm-hmm. know. And the communication is back and forth so that if they find out about something, they're advising us and versa vice, you know.
Right. And I know that. Well, I don't know about in your situations, but I know when I had my knees done, they gave me a booklet about 6 weeks before
yep. mm-hmm.
with exercises in it and told me to do them religiously twice a day.
Right.
Well, I did them three times a day.
That's awesome.
And, you know, after they had a book and they said, do these, I don't know,
you know, it's
four
amazing
weeks.
That you even say that, Larry, because those exercises, we can tell when people have done the exercises we've given them. There's a complete different when people because they've got a knowledge of how their body works.
Mm-hmm.
So even after they've had the surgery, they are much more capable. And you cut yourself short not to participate. Now there's some people that come in and they're at the gym every day and they're
right.
exercising way beyond what
right.
we even need
right.
them to. But for those individuals that don't have a routine exercise, they really help themselves by participating in those exercises.
Yeah.
We
and,
love that.
And I know that. I had to spend, I don't know, 10, 12 days up at Kessler and Chester at rehab because I had them both done and they wanted, you know. So the trainer would come and we'd be in this big gym and she'd come over and say, you all right, Larry? I said, yeah. She says, well, go walk around the gym. She says, I got people I can't even get out of the wheelchair, you know. And I'd get up and I'd walk around the gym and people would say to me, what are you in for? I said, I have both my knees redone. Both your knees done? Why, I had one and I can't get out of the chair and blah, blah, blah. And talking to them, you find out that half of them didn't do the exercises
yep.
before.
So important.
And
telling.
I'm saying, you know, well, who's to blame for that?
Right.
You know, that's your fault, not mine. You know,
yeah.
I mean, don't look at me like I'm, you know, different.
I
know. You know.
It's hard to say that to people, though. I mean, we can't do that because, you know, but you're thinking if you really just buy in and participate, you'll be
well. Happy the thing
on
is,
the
too, you're
having it.
Surgery,
right?
So you should do everything that they tell you to do, so that everything goes as well as can be expected. I mean, yes, no matter what kind of surgery you have, there's chances that things aren't going to go right. I understand that, but in most cases, if you do what they tell you and follow the directions, you know, it was like even at
it's an
rehab,
easy recipe.
When I went to Health and Wellness and 31 there, where they had the rehab,
uh-huh.
after the first 2 days, the girl says, all right, go out in the gym and do this machine and that machine and then come back and see me. You know, and I come back and she says, I can't keep you here any longer after, I think it was like 8 days or something, 9 days. She says, your knees bend the way they're supposed to. And I can't keep you any longer. She says, you're through.
Right.
I says, okay, see ya.
I would have to say, though, there are those few individuals, and Stavetta can attest to this as well, that are a little overzealous. So it is a little bit of a fine line because you do have to allow for some rest between all those.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, and I know you did know that. But
absolutely.
But there are people that kind of get in trouble on the other hand because they're just doing exercise and thinking it's not always the more
no,
the better.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's kind of that happy medium.
Yeah. Of course, the day after surgery, they had me walking around a room with two people helping me walking around.
Sure.
But, you know. But, you know, it's all part of the thing, you know.
Absolutely.
And
that's right.
So, anyway. I got to ask, where is Mid-Jersey Orthopedics actually located?
Mid-Jersey Orthopedics, our main office, 8100 Westcott Drive, on the hospital campus, right next to the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Okay. That building, if you're going towards Sand Hill, the building on the left?
Yes, right
first
past
building,
the parking
past the
garage.
Parking lot?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just, you know.
Yes.
Come in and see us. We have free coffee anytime. Please stop by.
Just come in and say hi. And Stavetta's office is right there. Say
right
hi.
By the coffee.
Right by the coffee. Okay. Now we know why your office is by the coffee.
But now tell them, too, about where the one is in Bridgewater.
The satellite office is in Bridgewater, as we discussed previously. It is 1081 Route 22 West. So how do you describe that? It's so difficult. It's
22 West. So you're in Bridgewater. So
and you're coming back the other way. So if you're coming from Flemington and you're heading that way, you have to get on the other side of the
just
highway.
Just do a thing. But what's it near? Is it near the turnoff of the mall, or is it before that?
It's before that.
Okay.
Off at 22, it's before the turnoff of the mall.
That's right. If you're coming from Somerville, if you're coming from
well, like if you have to go up and turn around, you'd be coming back towards the mall.
And so actually, the Bank of America building,
okay,
where the 100 and Medical Center is currently got their satellite offices.
Okay.
The next building after that is Mid-Jersey Orthopedics.
Okay.
And the turnoff is right there.
Okay.
It is. Easy.
Yeah, I know where it is.
Yep.
You know, not as you mentioned, but Bank of America, I know where it is.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's just, so if you're coming up and 22 East, you just got to go up past that and turn around and come back.
That's right. Do a loopy-doop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's Mountain Avenue that you would make the turnaround in, right? And then come back down.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I was just curious. All right. We have to take a quick break. Give the girls a rest here for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. We don't have any coffee, Savetta, so you're going to have to
free coffee.
You're going to have to suffer through. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Mental Health Medical Center Show.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Hunterdon Medical Center Show. I'm Larry Cartwright, your host. And we're privileged today to have with us Nancy Miller, who is the coordinator for bone and joint health, and Stavetta,
Donnarumma.
Donnarumma, okay. I was going to say it right. Of course I was. Who's an RN and a practice manager at Mid-Jersey Orthopedics. And we were just saying where it was in Flemington and where it was in Bridgewater. And also, what type of... I know we talked about some of them, but what are some of the conditions or whatever that's treated by? I know we talked about the back and the knees.
At Mid-Jersey?
Right.
We have, so it's a multi-specialty practice, which means we just don't have orthopedics. We also have neurology and physiatry and podiatry. So we treat an array of diseases and injuries. And oddly enough, they're all connected, all of those specialties in some way or another. So I could have a patient that comes with numbness and tingling down their arm. They go see the neurologist because they think it's a neurologic disorder. Neurology does their testing, decides that it's not from a neurologic disorder. It's coming from the neck, sends them to one of our spine doctors. So we all work together to take care of the patient.
Is this all in all the doctors that you're sending them to for these conditions? Mm-hmm. They're all in the same building with you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just curious, you know.
And some of them are out in the Bridgewater. They don't all go out to Bridgewater, but there is, you know, you only have to call one place to make an appointment, which right. is kind of nice. You know, the one phone number for Mid-Jersey Orthopedics, which we will
give you,
of course. But, you know, you figure that would be, that's kind of nice. It's like you don't have to figure out which one should mm-hmm. you call. If you want to call, go to Bridgewater, you want to call, go to Frenchtown. Well, you probably won't go to Frenchtown.
No.
How about Flemington? And, you know, it's one call.
Yeah, you can give the number.
908-782-0600.
Good job, Nancy.
Thank you. I kind of did it like I should have. I've done it before, right?
Since the vetter didn't know it, I figure,
yeah. Gosh, boy, she probably knows it.
You can say it again because they may still be finding
you
a pencil.
908-782-0600.
All right. And if they call, say like somebody just calls, and what happens then? They set up an appointment to come in?
That's right. If they call today, Mondays are generally busy days at Mid-Jersey Orthopedics because we're currently closed on the weekends. So we have a live operator that answers the phones, but if there are too many calls, it will go to a queue. They can hit the scheduling, and the schedulers uh-huh. will help
okay.
them.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. The physicians, how many physicians are in your group there?
Currently, we have 13.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, one question, if you wouldn't mind me throwing out there, Larry, because I
no,
get asked.
No, go ahead.
But, and I think it's best hearing what Stavetta has about it. But let's say, for instance, you have your child gets hurt in a game at school or a football game or whatever have you, and they're taken to the emergency room or an urgent care, and they decide that the bone is broken. Let's say they broke their arm, but they cast it, and then they say, and then call Mid-Jersey Orthopedics.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? I know that in my experience, people get kind of panicked thinking they need to see the orthopedic surgeon the next day, even though there's no indication that from the emergency room that it's any worse than that. What do you guys do when people call, and particularly parents would be concerned because their child got hurt and they need to see the doctor immediately?
Mm-hmm. So we try to accommodate those urgent problems in a timely manner. So 24, 48 hours, that patient should be in, evaluated by the doctor, and treated accordingly. If it's a weekend, on a weekend, if this happens and they call our office, they will get me. So I can certainly help them answer some questions, make them feel that it's okay to wait until Monday, and then give them an appointment for Monday with one of the physicians.
Perfect.
Okay. So you work weekends.
She works all the time.
Lucky you, huh?
You know what? I think sometimes, because Stavetta has such a vast knowledge base, that probably the quickest way to accomplish anything is just to let her answer the question. So that's kind of the system that's been working for them.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
And,
you know what you were saying just now about, you know, somebody getting hurt or whatever, you
yeah.
know, about. I have 4 kids, 3 boys and a girl. My oldest son, who now is like 6'4", and if I stood up behind him, you wouldn't see me. And, you know,
uh-huh.
and he's strong as an ox and, you know, all that. When he was a kid, he was a wuss. And he, over everything. Stubbed his toe, you know, everything.
Right.
So we're playing wiffle ball in the backyard. And he fell running. And, my arm, you know. Oh, come on, you know, get over it, you know. Well, the next day, it was all bruised and swollen and everything. And I felt it, and I says, oh, God, it's broken, right? So I take him to the hospital, right? And we were living in where we are now. We took him to the medical center. And I says, don't tell him it happened yesterday.
You know? You're feeling a little bit bad,
He broke it. And, and it was the one time when it was real, you know. All the other times it was like, oh, you know. Brian, but this time, yeah. But this time it was real, you know, and we didn't believe it, you know. I just felt so bad that every now and then when we have these family gatherings, he'll say, remember when I broke my arm, Dad? You know.
Dad didn't even care to tell me.
And you didn't even, you know, believe me? You know? But, oh, well. How many, like, are you have 13 physicians.
Mm-hmm.
How many are, like, divided up into each category? Like,
so we have two neurologists.
Okay.
A podiatrist. One physiatrist.
All right, what is that?
Okay, so a physiatrist is a pain management doctor.
Okay.
So that's Dr. Salam. She works in her practice, and she does interventional procedures. So she will do she'll help people with pain,
right?
Any kind of pain. She'll do injections of the back, injections in the neck. She'll treat them with pain medicine. She'll treat them with therapy. She'll send them for acupuncture. She does not do surgery.
You know.
So that's what a physiatrist is.
Okay.
And the rest are orthopedic surgeons.
Oh, the rest are orthopedic surgeons. Mm-hmm. Okay. Acupuncture. Do you recommend that?
We have a person that does acupuncture in our office. She works out of the Bridgewater office on Mondays and Thursdays. We certainly encourage people to seek out that specialty and see if it's helpful. Some people say they have great success; others, not so much.
But that's could be said of almost any kind of
exactly
right.
Right. Exactly.
I mean, pain medication works for some.
You know, unless you try it.
How do you know?
How do you know?
Right.
You know, on the medical center show about 6 months ago or so, I had an acupuncturist on, and I don't know if she was from your group or not, but. And she said to me one of the early commercial before we started. She says, "Can I give you acupuncture?" And I says, "What?" Me? She says, "Yeah." She says, "Just to show you that, you know, what it's like and blah, blah, blah." So after, you know, 15 minutes or so, I says, "All right, go ahead. I'll play a commercial." And I said it on the air. So I'll play a commercial and you can stick the needles in me. So I did. Well, she stuck one in my head, in my arms, you know. I didn't feel a thing, you know. And so I did the rest of the show with these things sticking in my head, my arms and stuff. And she says, "How does it feel?" I said, "I don't feel anything." She says, "Well, that's because, you know, I just put the needle in. I didn't do anything, you know, But I was just, you know, I thought it was kind of, like you said, some people just swear by it.
Right.
They do.
And,
they do.
You know.
People think it's painful. I think that maybe was her point.
Well, I think that was the whole point of why she did it, you know, because it's not painful. I didn't feel a thing. If you stick it in my bald head and I didn't feel it,
right?
You know,
no, exactly.
I mean, come on, really?
Right.
You know, so I mean, but it was funny, you know, because I wish I could have had a picture of me sitting here with all these needles stuck out of me, you know. But, you know, it's just, you know, I think you have to do what works for you.
Exactly.
You know, I tell you, I'm part of NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. And there's a young lady, a Oriental lady out in L.A., or just outside of L.A., and she was on her show by radio, and by telephone. And, you know, she said that she doesn't take medication, and she's bipolar and depression and stuff. I said, "Well, what do you do?" She says, "Well, I exercise all the time, and I'm into,
meditation?
No, it's not meditation. It's the it's a form of
Tai Chi?
Like, no, it's a type of medicine that a holistic.
Oh, okay.
She says,
okay.
"I'm into holistic medication," and I run and I says, "Well, does it work for you?" She says, "Yeah, keep it up." She says, "You're not going to tell me to stop?" Well, I'm not. First of all, I'm not a doctor.
Well,
second
sure.
of all, it works. Why stop it? You know.
Right.
She says, "Well, it's not the regulation that is normally prescribed." So what?
Right.
You know,
right.
Who cares?
If it's working.
You know, I says, you know, down the road, you may have to consider taking a med down the road because you can't exercise as much as you're doing now because you're younger. But, hey, keep it up, you know. And a lot of people, you know, do, what do you want to say, not the
alternative
medicines, or they do other type things. I have a real good friend of mine who's had cancer throughout his body for God knows how long. And he does the alternative, and he'll take one little shot or one medication here and there, but that's it, you know. And he's, you know.
He's doing okay?
He's been doing, well, okay, I guess, you know. Good. He's been doing a while for, Good. He's been doing it for a while. But, you know, it again, it works for him. It may not work for you or me, but,
well, there you
but
go.
Then again, you know, it's you whatever, you know. So.
There you go.
Alternative treatments for pain. We talked a little bit about it. Is there anything that we missed, basically?
Acupuncture, chiropractic treatment would be another suggestion. Exercise, weight loss.
Hot, cold therapy, depending. And we did say physical therapy.
Right. Okay. But that would be alternative,
sir. I would say, too, that any of the surgeons are very, very interested in trying to do alternative things so that
okay.
you don't have to go the route, particularly before, say, for instance, joint replacement, because that's kind of where I live is in joint replacement. But you don't want to give patients treating them before they go into surgery with a lot of narcotics, because you know that after the surgery, they won't need that level of narcotics, mm-hmm. you know. And so, unfortunately, with time, your body can build up an immunity to narcotics. So you want to be a little conservative about that. So
right.
they will try to have you do alternative things or NSAIDs, you know, the anti-inflammatory
right.
type non-narcotic medications and whatnot. And then try to, when it's time for the surgery and you've decided that that's the route you're going to go and the surgeon agrees, then to have you do the surgery and progress that way.
Right, right.
You know, because you don't want to see somebody have to go down that path of being dealing with narcotic
right.
use unless they
right.
really need to.
Right. One last time, why don't you give the phone number?
Mid-Jersey Orthopedics, 908-782-0600.
Nancy, they can reach you through that number too?
Actually, I'll give you my office number, which is 908-788-6423. I live at the hospital, so that's where you would catch me there.
Okay.
Okay.
And you're next door.
She's just
right next door.
Right around the
okay.
corner.
All right. Ladies, I can't thank you enough for being here. Time has flown by. And,
it was a pleasure being here.
Thank you for having
you know,
us.
It was really a pleasure. And we'll be back next week, same time, same station. Stay healthy.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambi's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambi's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambi's Purely Delicious.
See now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
That is what we all wonder, or else what? Because we're not going anywhere. We're not going anywhere, are we?
The head of the North Carolina Republican Party responding to a firebombing of the GOP's headquarters in Orange County, North Carolina. Anti-Republican graffiti was sprayed on the side of buildings, including referring them to Nazis and telling them to get out. President Obama is hailing new statistics about graduation rates.
We recently learned that America's high school graduation rate went up to 83%, which is the highest on record. That's good news.
Critics of the president's education policies, however, are wondering if the higher graduation rates are due to lower standards in public schools. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has announced that Interstate 95 is finally open throughout the entire state. Crews worked for 2 days to restore a bridge that was damaged by the floodwaters. McCrory added the death toll is now officially at 24. More news online at usaradio.com.
Hi, it's Angie. You know, I...